UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
All right, so let's get it going here. The sound bracket, the Louisville Lock region, Kansas, the overall number one seed is represented by this.
No subject. I jack my duck on your back. I slept with you in bed. Duck your knowledge, batch. I've been all pro before I even knew you. You hit me up online, batch, crying. I didn't hit you up. You never left my house. Since you had hotel, you feel asleep on my couch. Duck out of here, my baby mama. Trick your dumb bass. Blast me, you're a failure, telling everybody you own a gym. What you gone blast, don't trucking write my phone lean, batch. Thought it was easy to get a come up. Using God alias fake bass Hal. You and yo mama thought y'all hoes had a come up truck out of here. Don't write my team. And here's the second one.
That was just one? I went on like 50 journeys there.
I'm right. I mean, that's what artists do. This one is, thanks for giving us control of your life for 3 weeks. Next time you and your mama plotting on a come-up, make sure all you hoes pick the right man, dumb bass hoes. Somebody you already trucked your mama controlling your life, like she gone help the come-up. That's a particularly powerful passage. You failed at gymnast. You a nobody. Me, blacked out, a laugh about this spit. Me bussing on your back. I'll let him know when I'm bored. You a disgrace to little girls. You a failed gymnast living in the past at your mama house with your mama. Lucky I showed up. Sorry. Lucky I showed you around. You're welcome. My baby mama know a weak batch when she spot one. You played yourself. Laughing smiley faces. Let's see if we can break that down.
That's amazing.
Oh my goodness. That's Kansas.
Magical.
That's the best team in the tournament. There you go. If Cooper is listening right now on his way back home, hopefully not infecting more people with his viruses. It's an odd way to say it.
Yeah.
Was it Robert Morris, the 16 seed?
Bad memories.
Is Cooper Hassan talking about Mike Tirico?
I met Coop's mom one time. Before they left, Coop said, I want to get my mom to say hello to Mike Tirico and then Rada here. Wasn't that it? Didn't your mom say hello to Mike Tirico? Backside of Churchill Downs?
Look at that. Mike Tirico fan, is she?
No, I don't remember that. But
you don't remember Mike Tirico?
I remember him being back there because he only took pictures with some certain people and then put his head down and was gone.
Well, how about that?
You make that sound so bad.
Yeah. Like Tirico, some shady character.
No, is it what I'm thinking? Is it just?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, do you want me to say?
Yes, I want you to say. You're making Mike Tirico out to be a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy. He's just only taking pictures of black people.
He had no idea. He had no idea. Look at Round
Daddy. That's not where he thought we were going.
Round Daddy is so far away from the microphone right now. Round Daddy has talked into the mic about a burner that we don't know if he has or does not have right now. He's talking about his IG models, but he's not talking about that.
Nope. Staying away.
So that's a 16 seats, a strong 16.
That's a good one.
In the 8-9 game in the Louisville Lock region, Marquette, the 8 seed, is represented by Marcus Maben.
You would have signed up for Evan Conley to eat a sack instead of throwing the turnover.
Eat what?
That's an 8 seed?
That's an 8 seed.
Oh, boy.
The 9 seed, Texas Tech. I like Texas Tech. I like this 9 seed. It's strong. It is Lucy McClain outing her father.
Your father's number one employer, is it Spectrum Television or ESPN 680?
Say the face that he's making is not good.
What does your gut tell you? What is your
hits?
Spectrum?
No! Yes! No, Lucy, no! Yes! No!
What?
Goodbye. Yes!
That's an 8-9 game.
Boy,
that's an 8-9 game. That's Marquette and Texas Tech.
That's one going into overtime.
Wisconsin, the 5 seed. How long is this Diener one? We may have to cut this one down a little bit.
2 minutes.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I may tell you, we'll just move on. We'll put all these on the internet so people have like a soundboard. That's something I'm going to work on this weekend. Diener, Blankenbaker, Buzz Baker. There was a feud. It continued into the next segment, and Diener.
Yes.
The reason they play is it's part of the deal with the ACC.
Correct.
There's no other reason. It helps schedule, though.
Stop!
What are you talking about?
That's the reason they play.
Sure.
Don't give me the opt-out. That's the reason play.
I'm not giving you the opt-out.
The text line is incorrect. Let me tell you how incorrect the text line is.
All right.
I can't have any more damn irrational arguments.
Why are they upset?
Stop it.
I'm just asking.
Stop it. When the text line is incorrect, I'm telling you the reason it's incorrect, and you're getting down into the weeds and circling back somehow to Dave Baker. Get him out of your head.
I'm not in my head.
Yes, he is.
I'm fine. Talking about Louisville, Notre Dame.
The reason they play is because of the deal with the ACC.
Correct.
Period. End of damn sentence.
Okay. I never said that it wasn't the case. And it's very helpful, by the way.
End of damn sentence.
I don't understand why you're mad.
I'm out of dumps. Don't do that again.
Just
you're out of
stop.
Dumps?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the dump has to reset.
I had to dump
the dump twice. Has to reset.
I don't understand why you're upset.
Because I'm correcting the text
that's
line.
That's good. I know what the rest is. I mean, that's a magical sound.
That should make a run.
Boy, it's a 5 seed, and that might be a little bit low. The 12 seed, the 5-12 game is always a big one. Yale is represented by this.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, and you're as sweet as strawberry wine. Scott Satterfield.
That's Taylor Lynch singing an ode the night that Scott Satterfield got hired.
Oh.
The 4 seed, it's the take on ESPN 680-1057. The Louisville Lock region of our sound bracket. The 4 seed is Villanova. Jay Wright's represented by this from James Strebel.
What kind of punishment is it for Kellen if he uses profanity?
Well, we just explained to him that it's not a good word to use, and if he continues to use it, he'll get soap in the mouth. Liquid dial. He hates it. We're not a corporal punishment household. We don't strike our children.
Soap in the mouth.
Soap in the mouth. Liquid soap. He gets 3 squirts, and he's got to take the soap in the mouth, and he gets to wash it out. He hates it. You can ask me about soap in the mouth. I just know how awful it was to me. And,
well, people are taking a run at you and saying they're saying that it's dangerous to do what you're doing, that you have to use bar soap, not dial soap.
He doesn't swallow it. It just is in his mouth. He rinses it out. We don't make him hold it in there for very long.
Boy.
Ennis.
Did you call me Ennis or Enns? Taxer says a smack on his ass is easier on the kid than having him eat soap.
He's not eating it. He's not eating soap. He's not ingesting soap. We don't make him ingest it. No.
Taxer says, Strebel, quote, "We don't hit our children. We just poison them." LOL.
Boy, I can't even look at you right now.
I'm sweating.
That's a haymaker.
I'm
That's a four seed.
Yeah.
The 13 seed, we may need to trim this one. How long is this one, Mitch? How long is it?
2 minutes.
Oh, Lord. It's locked by in the Gucci purse.
Oh, yes.
She has had her eye on this Gucci purse for months and months and months. I mean, just every time we go to the damn outlet mall in Simpsonville, she wanders by and she looks at it lovingly. It is ridiculously absurd. No human should pay that amount of money for a damn purse. You can get one at freaking Walmart and carry your stuff. Put it in a Kroger bag. Shut the hell up. But that's my category. She is in a world where that kind of stuff means something. And so she looks longingly. And she had made it very clear that she was like, look, if you get me this Gucci purse, you don't have to do anything for Christmas, which we all know is a lie.
Oh, that lock, that is a massive lie. Oh, my God.
Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
Of course it is. But I was like, I can't justify getting you a purse that costs that much. Like, I tried to wrap my head around it, and I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't mentally do it. But I said, you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to plan, like, a romantic weekend getaway.
Mitch,
like, that I can
it.
Get
let's,
with.
Let's
so I said, honey,
let's pause
we're
it. Don't look at your phone. Don't look at your phone.
Okay.
Don't look at your phone. Turn
okay.
it over. Let's pause it.
Okay.
Let's drop this haymaker. Are you ready for this, Mitch?
Uh-oh.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Hold on. I want to hit the breaking news line.
Okay. All right. Now, that is – okay, that's – oh, boy. You're going to be upset. He's going to be upset. It's going to ruin his sound bracket. He was laughing. He was having a good time. Breaking news, Johnny Juzang transferring from Kentucky.
What?
Mitch, let's do this. We're spinning out of control. I don't know what to play. Let's at least play some of this sound,
yeah.
And we'll just cut it short. The sound bracket is ongoing. What we'll do is we'll play a sound, and then Round Daddy will give a take about Johnny Juzang leaving. Then we will play another sound, the Louisville lock bracket. We got halfway through before that breaking news. The sixth seed is West Virginia, and we will cut this sound in half at least. It is represented by Bob scolding Nick because Nick urinated in our sink.
You know what? I don't care how old you are. It becomes a reflection on your parents. Do you think we would teach you to go pee in the sink? We had this debate, and his argument was, we don't actually really touch the sink. You just put your hand. I said, I don't care. You know, pee in the sink. I mean, that's disgusting. I was, and then, of course, he did it anyway.
You told him. Here he comes.
You told him.
By the way, well, he is here. By the way, Eric Crawford found out. And I just, the look on Eric Crawford's face when he was filling in for you was like, well, of course he was disgusted.
Of course he was.
Because
any rational human being would
just
be disgusted.
Used the stink.
The sink.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, so what I told him was all of the preconceived notions of sports radio we lived up to when Eric Crawford walked into the studio.
Certainly did that. So you're there, Nick? You actually
Nick is
did.
There.
I'm here, yeah.
Why? The only question is why? There's another bathroom in the hall. It's 15 steps away. You had to go in the sink? Seriously?
All right. I mean, I plead guilty. Like, I'm not, like, you know, denying it.
It's disgusting.
Okay. All right. Time out. What's worse? Okay?
Don't play whataboutism. This is not whataboutism.
Oh, my God.
That's a what if. That's what you say in basketball, Bob. That's a what
good.
If.
That's good. Let's only play that. Oh. Johnny Juzang, go. Give me something else.
Oh, Johnny Juzang, it's not like you're losing a lot of production because he did. No, seriously. There were only like two or three games where actually came in and made some type
you're doing the, you're
of.
Di- yeah, Florida.
I know.
Florida was
Florida
one of them.
Was
Tennessee,
one of them.
Two of your better wins.
Yes, Florida and Tennessee. Tennessee had 15
you're
points.
You're doing the we don't want him. That's
I'm not
what
saying
you're
we
doing.
Don't want him. I'm just saying that in the long run, it might not be that bad. It might not be that bad.
Mitch, when we go to break, remind me to put up the poll question at ESPN 680. Is Locke going to crush Calipari for losing Johnny Juzang?
He is.
Yes, hell yes, bleep yes, I think are the three that we need there. All right, so that's the 6 seed. The 11 seed is Cincinnati. It's represented by this.
The other thing, and I was listening a smidge, I think it was in the bonus hour on 93.9 yesterday. I can't remember. But Ennis and Luke Hancock had a basketball guest on, and Mark, I love you. No offense. You're a phenomenal individual. But You went 10 minutes and never freaking re-introed who the guy was. So I don't know. I listened for 10 minutes, and I don't know who your guest was. So no offense, Radio 101. Can you please reset the guest every other question or so? But anyway.
That's an 11 seed. That's probably seeded incorrect.
What a swipe.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Let's play one more bracket quickly. We may have to cut some of this. This is the 3 seed. This is Louisville. This is Louisville Lock. It's represented by Lock and his pivots on the coronavirus.
These dopey morons with the overreaction to the coronavirus is about to get on my last nerve. And I'm not going to let the show get overwhelmed because I understand it's a sports show and you don't really care about the coronavirus. For the most part, this is a show to kind of get your mind off of the anxiety and the negativity and the fear and the concern that we are all suffering from. So that is my goal, and I appreciate you hanging out with me. Lachlan McLean, Lock Talk on Twitter, realizing that it is hard to be rational in an irrational world. But I will attempt to bring that to you for the next 2 hours. I mean, look, I'm going to try not to get bogged down in the coronavirus. My opinion hasn't changed since yesterday. This is all a giant overreaction. The data hasn't even changed since yesterday. A couple famous people got it. One in Australia and one with a 0% risk of dying. But everything has changed because people are freaking out.
Again, the coronavirus is a scary, scary deal. And I said this in the first hour, the more you read, the more scared you get.
The calculated risk doesn't matter. Being rational doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is hysteria and fear-mongering. And once people start making decisions based on that, then everyone else follows. Rational thought has prevailed. Lachlan McLean, Lock Talk on Twitter, LACHTALK. Happy to keep you company for the next 2 hours. Hopefully keep you distracted and amused and entertained during obviously trying times in our nation.
He's a gem. He is a gem.
Oh, boy.
They go up. That's Louisville. That's Louisville.
That
Louisville Lock
be, yes.
On the coronavirus. Vermont, the 14 seed, Bobby V.
Listen, I like Locke, but he and his wife are definitely funky. There's no question. There's not a doubt in my mind. Behind closed doors, those two are absolute freaks. They are absolute freaks. No question. I mean, if you try and just drop on him, they're going to have, like, the swings and all that spit just hanging all over the house and be like, well, that's for Thursday. That's on Thursday. And there's not a doubt about that.
He ended up being right.
And he ended up actually being right, which is insane.
100%
now,
right.
Mitch, I want to play one more, and then we will back end it with the 2-15 matchup, but I want to hear this. I want to hear the 7. People don't care about the teams. They just want to hear the sound. The 7 seed Illinois, This is when Process was respectable on the radio. This was, before he became gutless. This is a little medley. He's the 7 seed here on the sound bracket.
And how did Sam Darnold celebrate this victory? He went back to the well in North Jersey, got really, really drunk, and hooked up with some random bar skank. First off, I have to believe he's telling these women he's Tom Brady because "I'm the quarterback of the Jets" is a horrible pickup line. Secondly, Sam, there are worse things you can catch from these people than mono. You may want to stay out of the bars. But then again, your decision-making, as we've seen the last 2 years, is pretty piss poor. So f*** the Titans and their fans and that overrated white girl and redneck oasis known as Nashville.
Fred Cowgill's son, Christian, wrote a poem to a girl the year before in eighth grade, and I was the biggest bully I know in high school. So I pulled up the poem on my phone. I started reading it in front of everybody, and he was sitting next to me in English class, and he socked me right in the side of the face. And, like, we both couldn't believe what just happened. It was just complete impulse, and he just nailed me, man. And the fact that he's, like, massive now, the fact that he's ripped now, I can be like, I got punched in the face by that guy. So, yeah, it's just kind of a badge of honor I like to wear.
Did you guys get in trouble?
No, we just both were like, we're good. We're not going to tell anybody about this.
Wait, so you didn't fight back?
What the? No, have you seen me? I'm not going to fight back. What do I look like to you? Yo, my motto in life is I write checks with my mouth that my ass cannot cash. That is how I roll.
Now, all this Lamar Jackson MVP talk has me confused because I didn't think it was all that impressive to beat the Bengals. I mean, kicking this team's ass is like beating up on Evansville in your home court. It's just one of those things that's supposed to happen. And all I have to say is Shaquem Griffin would be a better wide receiver than anybody on that team right now.
You did not.
On the process, that's week 12. Happy Thanksgiving, except for Dallas. You. Rip the dream.
He's fist pumping in the other room like Tiger Woods.
The Shaquem Griffin line, that is vicious.
If you're expecting an apology for Lamar Jackson, you are sadly mistaken. I said last week the Patriots have played absolutely nobody this year, and it's true. They haven't. Maybe we just have to say the Pats aren't as good as what meets the eye. But no, everybody wants to go to Lamar Jackson this, Lamar Jackson that. He had 160 passing yards. He has a great defense. He has a good run game. It's not all Lamar Jackson. Does he help? Sure. But is he an MVP candidate? No. Is he a good player with a sustainable play style in the NFL today? No. Also, the AFC North is garbage, so of course they're going to win the division.
Oh, boy.
Those are haymakers.
He's like Locke. Wow. He did not back off. Locke didn't back off coronavirus, kind of. He didn't back off Lamar Jackson.
Let's play the 10 seed, and then we'll do more Johnny Juzang talk. Johnny Juzang transferring. We're supposed to play all this sound. I don't know if Johnny Juzang transferring is a big deal or not. I think it is a sizable deal. We'll talk about that. Let's see. By the way, that was Illinois. Here is Alabama State, the 10 seed, represented by James Strebel. Yet another story from Round Daddy.
Yeah, it was a girl I was dating, and we just watched the movie. You've seen the movie Mr. Brooks with Kevin Costner? We watched that in her living room, and then afterwards, she was like looking at me weird. I was like, "What's wrong?" What? She's like, "Well, I don't think we should date anymore." I was like, "Well, why?" I was like, "I treat you really good, and we're in love. What's going on?" Well, I don't view you as like a romantic person. I view you more like a big brother, and you're really nice and you're really sweet, but I just don't look at you in that way anymore. And it was really bad. My heart was broken, but good news.
In the living room after watching Mr. Brooks.
Yeah, and I was supposed to stay over that night, and I had to go home.
But Dane Cook
wait
is in
a
that
second.
Wait,
Dane Cook is in
Dane
the movie.
Cook
yeah.
is in
wait,
that
wait.
Movie.
Okay, so then it's terrible because he's not funny.
Of course he's not funny.
You were going to stay over there. So had you stayed over there before?
Yeah, a lot.
Jesus.
And she's like, you can't stay here tonight.
Oh, the big brother, that's the worst.
That was bad. Oh, I mean, I was like...
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.